Hello, I'd like to call to order the regular meeting of the Board of Education on Monday, August 8th. Mrs. Retcher, will you call the roll, please?
Mr. Gaffney?
Here.
Mrs. Linkemer?
Here.
Mr. Manheim?
Here.
Mr. McNally?
Here.
Mrs. Perrott?
Here.
Mr. Sperling is absent. Mrs. Yule?
Here. Would you rise and please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well, welcome everyone on this beautiful night, and this meeting is kind of the kickoff for the new school year, so I was considered particularly stands out
Wait,
in my mind.
We got some time yet, so don't be.
Well, it's, you know, anything could happen now. So the first thing on the agenda is the citizen comments. We do have citizen comments. And we have Chad Eskley from Lincoln School. Would you please, would you come up to the podium and speak? And Mrs. Pukula has the statement that we always read. There we go. The school code provides for a public comment period at each board meeting subject to reasonable constraints. The practice of this board is to limit public comment to 3 minutes per speaker to a total of 30 minutes per meeting. Speakers addressing the board are expected to maintain a reasonable level of civility. Also, personal matters are sensitive and confidential. Comments regarding individuals should be respectful. Insults and defamatory remarks have no place in this setting. The board will terminate public comment if speakers cannot adhere to these guidelines. Please identify yourself at the beginning of your remarks. Thank you. Welcome to the board table.
Thank you. All right, my name is Chad Eskley. Currently, my wife and I have a fourth grader over at Lincoln Elementary. You know, in a couple weeks, she'll be starting the fourth grade. Okay. So, last week, we received a letter from the new principal stating that there were 33 students in the fourth grade class. And four of these students needed to be transferred out of Lincoln due to classroom restraints. I'm assuming everybody's familiar with that.
Yeah.
Okay. So four of these students out of the 33 need to be transferred to another school. So let me give you a little background. I'm a parent who had two children directly affected by the whole Davis-Richmond merger that happened a number of years ago. So you can imagine the taste that left in my wife and my mouth. And the situation with Lincoln, where we're starting to get a little deja vu of something where our child is going to possibly be moved against our wishes, okay? Much like it was a few years back in Davis Richmond. So that being said, I do have a few questions. Number one, where do things stand with the four students that need to be removed out of the 33 over at Lincoln?
The board doesn't answer questions in regards to this, so you can make comments in regards.
Oh,
the board does not answer questions at this forum, so
oh,
you can
it doesn't.
No.
Okay. I've never been to one of these. So
sure.
Pardon.
No problem.
Please,
okay, so
go ahead.
I'll
mm-hmm.
pose questions.
Right.
I guess won't get answered tonight.
Right.
How do I get answers?
You can come and you can make an appointment with me and come and meet with me.
That's my one point. Where do things stand? Secondly, are there any other schools in the district where students were told that they needed to be transferred as opposed to opening a new section? Okay. Next point, what is the minimum number of kids that are in any classroom in any school within D303?
Could you repeat that question?
What is the minimum number of kids that are in any class in any school within D303? I mean, what's that? What's the
mm-hmm.
minimum?
Okay, okay.
The minimum cutoff point. Another thing. There have been mumblings within the Lincoln community that Lincoln has been turning away new students who want to opt in to Lincoln. Is that true? And last but not least, how would these four students be chosen? Out of 33, how would the four be chosen?
Mm-hmm.
That's it. answers, I guess I'm...
Thank you.
Pardon?
Why we don't answer?
Sure. I mean, the Board of Education, so everybody understands, and that Mrs. Huell brings up, the Board of Education speaks with their votes. So individually, board members are not in a position where they can answer questions like that. First, secondly, is that the board members don't, you know, while I informed them of where we were at, they don't know the details of where we're at on every school and every in every building. And so in every classroom. So in that case, you know, you need to come and sit down with me. I'd be happy to try to answer your questions as best you can. I can tell you that, you know, it's a frustrating position to be in as sitting as an administrator. We never want to transfer kids if we can help it, but at the same time, we have a budget that we have to be responsible for. The board holds me responsible for. And at the fourth grade level, having 16 kids or 17 kids in a classroom is too low. So I'd be happy, though, to sit down with you and share with you whatever you and answer any questions. But just, you know, or I can email you if you can't spend the time to do that. I'd be happy to email you as well.
I do have one more point. The interesting thing is that the letter we received stated that we had to have answers back, or they needed answers by the 9th, which is tomorrow.
Right.
Otherwise, they were going to start choosing on our behalf.
Right.
So that tells me that in the background, the ball's been rolling, and if tomorrow's the deadline, somebody somewhere knows something. And being a parent who's gone through this once before,
sure,
I don't want to do it to my daughter a second time.
Right.
That's extremely difficult on a child.
I tell you, the best person to talk to is the principal, because the principal is going to make the ultimate decision as to which children end up getting transferred. So the principal and Dr. Ratzer, who is sitting over here, who's the principal's boss, are the two individuals that will make the final decision as to which children get transferred. But we're looking for volunteers first. That's why the letter went out.
Okay. I will definitely see you.
Sure.
Thank you.
Thank you. That is the end of citizen comments. Next is the superintendent's report. Dr.
Sure. Well, we have some people that I'd like to introduce to you tonight. Some of them I think you voted already on. Some of them I think you're voting on tonight. So Matt Smith is here. And Matt, is the new executive director of IT for us. And Matt, you want to tell the board a little bit about your background?
Sure. Good evening. Matt Smith. I live in Auburn, Illinois with my wife and three kids. I've had the opportunity to serve on a couple of different school districts' technology teams. A network manager in Batavia for 6 years, and as director of technology at Burlington Central for the last 2 years. I look forward to being here and helping us serve the kids in St. Charles.
And your wife also has a background in education, I think, as well, right?
So yeah, she's the principal of Batavia High School.
Right. So, we stole Matt from Burlington, and Todd's not speaking to me right now. So, welcome, Matt. Appreciate it very much. So, next is we also have two new assistant principals at North High School. Julie Christensen and Renee Reynolds are both here. Renee, let's start with you, and why don't you stand up and give the board a little background on you as well.
I come from, most recently, Villa Park School District. I was a middle school principal for 3 years. I've done a plethora of things in education. I taught for 15 years in U46, both middle school and high school math. I've been a middle school dean. I've been a high school department chair for math, science, and gifted. I've been a middle school assistant principal as well. So I look forward to working in the district and learning my experiences, but also the
okay, and Julie, your familiar face, been around here for a while.
I was going to say, so my story is a little bit shorter, because I student taught in St. Charles in 1999, soon got a job at Redland Middle School where I taught for 16 years. Last year I took the job as the dean at St. Charles North High School, and this year I am now the assistant principal, so a lot of St. Charles.
And Audrey, do you have anything you want to talk about your team, or...
I'm just really excited. We have, I can consider Julie like a sort of a half-new person just because she's shifting positions, but four of the nine administrators are new to our team in the past year that they're serving, and we've had some great opportunities for conversation and started the ball rolling very, very quickly. Everybody that comes to our team has vast experience, and so really excited.
Good. The board retreat reminder, don't forget Saturday, right? Don't look at me like that, Mr. Gaffney. Don't forget Saturday at 8 a.m. We will be here. We'll have a light breakfast thing for you, some fruit and some other things like that, but that's about it. The agenda was pretty much set. We're going to go through it one more time tomorrow. Mrs. Yule and myself have gone through it once, kind of agreed on kind of the format of what things are going to go on. So we expect you to be there. We're going to remind you probably two more times just so you don't forget that Saturday you don't, you know, wake up and go to get your morning croissant and coffee like you normally do. You're going to come share it with us.
Can you give us a 5:30 wake-up call?
I will not go that far. But Mr. Gaffney would be happy to swing by your house and pick you up. So
I'm going to do it anyway.
And then next month's board meeting is at Corn Elementary School. So as we start right away at elementary school at Corn. So please make sure that you put that on your calendar as well. And that completes the superintendent's report.
Thank you, Dr. Selman. The next thing is our committee reports, and to my figuring, we only had one committee last month, and it was business services.
As always. Yes, we did meet on Thursday, July 28th. For information in your packet is the D303 financial report, as well as the Mid-Valley financial report. Item C, we talked about, we reviewed the copy paper bids, and that's on for consent, and that, just kind of quick thing, it represents a $38,000 savings over the state bid. So we go out to bid every year and usually see a significant savings, so that's a good thing. Item D, Mr. Chapman gave us a insurance comparison report that I believe Mr. Gaffney had asked for at one point. And then we talked about having that every year. So Mr. Chapman and his team will provide that to us every year. Just kind of show us where we were last year, where we're trending this year, and what we think will be next year. So that's in your reports for information as well. Then we reviewed the final draft of the D303 2016-17 budget, and that's going to be placed on display tomorrow, I believe. Is that right?
Tomorrow,
yeah. So that we'll take vote on that in September 1 meeting. As well as the Mid-Valley 2016-17 budget. That'll be placed on public display tomorrow as well. Next item was a Norton Lake sign maintenance agreement. That's on for consent. New subdivision gifted a little over 2 acres to the district. And then there was some legal arrangement about how they'll take care of the sign that's in the easement there. But then Mr. Baird's team will mow it and everything, but it's a little bit extra, kind of a buffer there. And that's on for consent. Item H was the lead testing, and that was brought to us by Dr. Schloman. It was a proposal to test, and it's already ongoing, but test all the waters and all the schools, just trying to get ahead of everything, and hopefully we'll have some results for the next business service meeting.
Yes. Yeah, we'll be. We're actually meeting tomorrow to start preliminary results to start showing up. So,
good. May I ask real quick follow up with that? When are we going to know the exact results of the testing? When is it going to be done?
Yeah, a business services meeting will have it for you. So,
The
next business service.
Okay. Thank you.
So that was on for consent.
Just so board members know, if there's anything in there, we're going to go at it right away. So we won't just wait for you guys to see the results. Because most of it's probably little small things, like a little lead pipe here is connected up to a water cooler or something like that.
Right.
So,
have there been any preliminary results yet at all?
No.
And all the schools are being tested as well, even though I think like after 89
we didn't have to, right?
85.
85.
Anything after 85, you're not required to testing because manufacturers were required not to use non-lead pipe after that, but we're still doing it anyway.
Very good. Good.
Yep.
Are we testing for anything else or just lead?
Just lead.
Any other heavy metals? No.
Pardon?
Heavy metals?
No. Just lead.
Okay. And then our last item was internal fiber work. There was a little additional work. This was something we had already approved a few months ago. There's some extra work that came about from it so that we can help tie in, and that's on for consent as well. And then our next board or business service meeting is August 25th. And that's it.
So thank you very much. Was there any other meeting, and the only other one I can think will be housing?
Commission? Not until next week.
Okay.
I think that's it. Thursday, is that the 18th or the 19th?
18th, I think.
18th.
Okay. Thank you. Anybody have anything else that they've attended? Okay. Report's finished. Nothing is on for action today. We just have the consent agenda. May I have a motion, please?
So
second.
Mr. Manheim, Mr. Mrs. Linkmer. Does anyone wish anything to be removed from consent agenda? Nothing heard? Okay. Mrs. Redford, will you take the vote, please?
Mm-hmm. Mrs. Linkmer, yes. Mr. Manheim?
Yes.
Mr. McNally?
Yes.
Mrs. Perrette?
Yes.
Mr. Gaffney?
Yes.
Mrs. Hull?
Yes. Motion carries 6-0. I just want to make a note at the item J is to accept some gifts, and it looks like many teachers maybe cleared out their closets and donated a lot of instruments to the school district, and we appreciate it. Some kids that maybe couldn't afford to get an instrument, right? I wonder why it just was. I mean, I've never seen 10 instruments donated at one time, but thank you. That is it for any votes. For information, we have the four information requests. I think there are three of them. Can't get down there. Any comment on those? Then we have the D303 financial report, Mid Valley report for information, and then that insurance comparison report that Mr. Manheim had talked about. Any comment on anything on any of those?
Mm-mm.
No. Okay. With that said, is there any new business?
I just have kind of an update. What are our numbers at? I know I kind of ask this every month. I think I skipped last month, but how are we compared enrollment for next?
Yeah, so enrollment-wise, we're at the elementary level, which is the one that we kind of watch the most right now. Middle school, our numbers are, our eighth grade may be our biggest class ever by the time we're done. But, you know, I was just talking with the principal at Rattling as an example, and he's got 120 kids difference between 8th grade and 6th grade. You know, there's 120 kids less than 6th grade. So 6th grade is
7th grade is the start of that decline, right?
Yeah, well, really 6th grade is, yeah, a little bit on 7th, but 6th grade is when you start seeing the numbers really decline, start seeing that. So it looks like elementary school, if I had to guess, overall is going to be about the same population as what they were this last year. Overall, middle school still is slightly below last year, I think, right? Where we are, I don't know if you're looking at. I mean, elementary, I'm sorry, elementary. Kindergarten. Kindergarten is still slightly below.
Well, about 10 kids below.
So right, so still slightly below yet.
Did we lose a lot of kindergarten teachers this year?
Pardon?
Did we lose a lot of kindergarten teachers?
Because yeah, so we signed them all. We have signed lots in the last few years to one-year contracts. So we released them all at the
end. Oh, so what we were doing was essentially rehiring?
Right. A lot of them were rehired. Some of them were new because somebody else got the job somewhere else, you know, something like that. But we tend right now at the elementary level until our numbers settle down to hire mostly just one-year contracts right now, especially this late when we hire late. So... You know, until our elementary numbers, our numbers are, you know, building to building, every building's different. We have two schools right now for sure that are sitting at 29s that we're watching really closely, Pearson and Wild Rose. Wild Rose has three sections of 29. Pearson has two sections of 29, both at third grade. If we get one more kid, more than likely what we'll do is add a section at Wild Rose and cap and send then from Pearson over to Wild Rose.
So there'll be somebody commuting from
Pearson to Wild Rose, because it would make the most sense. You'd lower your class sizes too low at by just going from 2 to 3, but if you go from 3 to 4 at Pearson, you kind of make your numbers better. So,
we don't have an official guess. I know last time I'd asked, I think we're about 40 ahead of the previous year, and I was, when I saw five kindergarten teachers being hired, I was...
No, we're actually right now, what she said, we're about 10 kids less yet than what we were last year, but... I suspect that will still be slightly above where we were last year, is my expectation.
Okay, 700 kindergartners.
Okay, so our overall element, and that's the one that I'm concerned about just because that was where we were having a big discussion about. Right. And I'm just wondering how...
So last year we're at 710, this year we're at 700, but we're not done registering kids yet. So I suspect we'll have another... If I had to guess, given where we're at right now, another 20 kids yet walking the door. So
for kindergarten.
So
what about, I'm talking about the overall element.
Overall, we're about even where we were last year.
Okay, so almost. We leveled off then.
Yeah, so we're, but that doesn't mean, that means we still got some growth because we got some smaller classes still coming in. Okay. Growth meaning people are still moving in, filling back some of that stuff. So we'll see kind of where it all goes. I think, my expectation is still that we're going to start seeing our numbers come back some at the kindergarten level district-wide, but so far they have not, and or not substantially. And we'll kind of see how it all works out. I don't really know.
2010, that makes sense.
I know everybody says, hey, look, there's lots of people buying homes, and there are, but... some of them are selling homes, too, meaning they're moving out. So they're not just only people with no children moving out. There are other people moving out as well. Mm-hmm. So we're right on the bubble with 29s. Do we have any 29s anywhere else? Fifth grade at Wild Rose as well. Yeah, there's three sections of 29. So get one more kid there. We're capping the sending there as well.
And with as far as this whole Lincoln thing, do you see any possibility that we'll hit a number...
The problem is that 33 is a pretty low, or 34 is a pretty low number. It's obviously not that much bigger than one section, but it's at the fourth grade, at the third, fourth, and fifth grade level, we'd like to see the numbers in the 20s to have sections. That means you'd have to grow into the 40s in order to get Lincoln there, and that means that at least another 7 more kids right now. That's doubtful that you will see that registered 7 more kids at Lincoln to have that happen. So I don't like capping and sending. I'm hoping that we could get some volunteers to do that, especially the principal left. We thought maybe some people might, be interested in going to Munn Hall because the principal went to Munn Hall. But as of the best of my knowledge, we do not have any.
We've had communication from a couple of families.
Okay, so we may end up with
about the possibility of some going.
Right, so we'll see kind of how that all works out. And I'll keep you apprised as to what goes on. But this is the most difficult year since I've been here in the 10 years I've been here that we've had with numbers, because we're just.
I know it was 2 years ago we had this with Lincoln, and I think we're 35, 36. And
right.
I think we hit 38.
Right.
And we were able to.
Yeah, so,
split,
so. And remember, one of the things that's holding us back a little bit is the principals came and asked us not to do multi-age classrooms.
Yeah.
One-two splits or those kind of things like that. So that's held us back. And the reason they had good reasons for that, and that was because the principals felt like the curriculum for especially math and science was too difficult to try to deliver two different grade levels at the same time. Language arts different than that, you could eat a little easier. Math and science was more difficult for the teachers to deliver for both of them. So we did not offer one-two splits. Otherwise, we would have probably done a, or a, you know, any split classes like that. We would have probably done a split potentially at Lincoln. We have done splits there in the past and would have probably done
that. Is that how
again.
We did that 2 years ago?
Yeah.
That was a
split. Yeah, we did split. We had splits there the last 2 years.
Okay.
So that number is not a surprise to us. That 33 number is not a surprise. It's been there for a while. What it changed is that we no longer doing splits.
Business? Okay. I'm sure you'll keep us abreast. It'll be an interesting 2 weeks, probably.
Yeah, I'd be happy to talk with any Lincoln parents about going out and trying to recruit more kids, so make our life easier.
Well, I wonder if some of those kids could have really been at Munn Hall for kindergarten and first grade.
Yeah, most of them, many of them did, yeah.
Did anybody want to opt in? Has anybody tried to opt into Lincoln?
No, we did not turn any kids that wanted to come in at third grade or fourth grade at Lincoln. We have turned away some kids, but not necessarily at Lincoln. We turned away some because they would have made the numbers worse and therefore put us into a cap and send situation. So we said no to them. So I think we turned away, I think we district wide, like maybe six kids.
There was only about six families that we put in.
But none of them were the Lincoln.
Yeah, so no.
Issue.
I know that's one of the things that's out there, the rumors out there about, you know, lots of kids that wanted to come to Lincoln. That's just not the case.
How many? Do you know how many kids are moving?
55, something like that.
So that's about the same number every year.
Yeah, okay. Well, last year was at 80. It ended up about 80 last year. This year is about 55. So.
Okay. Good. Thank you, Dr. Selman.
That's the extent of my knowledge of anything. So,
all right.
And it'll change tomorrow. So.
Yeah, it will.
Okay. So could I have a motion to adjourn to closed session by roll call vote for the purposes of appointment, employment, compensation, discipline, performance, or dismissal of specific public employees of the public body or legal counsel for the public body, including hearing testimony on a complaint lodged against an employee of the public body or against legal counsel for the public body to determine its validity, and for the purpose of litigation when an action against, affecting, or on behalf of the particular public body has been filed and is pending before a court or administrative tribunal, or when the public body finds that an action is probable or imminent, in which case the basis for the finding shall be recorded and entered into the minutes of the closed meeting.
So moved.
Mr. McNally, second?
Second.
Manhattan, second. Okay. Would you take that vote?
Mr. Manning?
Yes.
Mr. McNally?
Yes.
Mrs. Perrott?
Yes.
Mr. Gaffney?
Yes.
Mrs. Linkemer?
Yes.
Mrs. Sewell?
Yes. Motion carries.
45-minute break?
45 minutes?
No. 10 minutes.
10 minutes.